This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Oh, I'll be the first to admit that I had the fun with some of the prettiest girls.
So, Martin, I got a text. Martin Kilcoin joins us. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. I'm saving all my hot takes till 11, but I'm glad to be here, Frank.
Saving the best ones for noon.
Yeah,
right?
and then I really sandbag it. Yes. At about 11:52, I'm like, oh boy, I want to bring something up, but I will wait, especially today because Strick is here. I was thinking he should just bring in like $33 today, $33 tomorrow, and then on Friday he'll only owe you $34.
That would be a way he would do it.
Yeah, just kind of work, or he'll pay you in pennies.
Change, yeah.
Did we tell the theory here that Frank and Strick might be watching the draft together?
Well, they'll be at the Enterprise Center Thursday when the draft goes on, and depending on when he's – the thing lasts 4 hours, the first round. It goes on forever. But depending on when he's drafted, you might –
Is it 5 minutes in between picks now?
I don't know what the rule is. Did they? Okay. It used to be super long.
It was like 15 back in the day.
Yes.
So he could be drafted by 8 o'clock.
You guys could be next to each other at the press box, though, in the Enterprise Center, and you could collect your money on location day of.
What about Tuna?
Probably not going to be at the Blues game Thursday night. Too soon for Brio, but I would love to be there and have the. Of course, we'll have the hockey going of the Blues game, but I would love to have one monitor up there on the NFL draft and just have a picture of Frank and Strick watching.
So I got a text this morning from Keith Robinson, who works on the Barkley, Kenny Smith, Ernie show. And he said, this is directed to you and me, Martin. He said, and after Lillard's shot last night and the reaction he got on social, I don't want to hear you homers ever say the NHL playoffs are better than the NBA playoffs again. Let's take a listen.
Long range three, and it's good! At the buzzer, Damian Lillard! Are you kidding me?
Did you see him wave goodbye to the Thunder after hitting that shot, too?
The anger and the hatred that he had towards Westbrook and the whole team. So he scores 50. The last player to score at least 50 in a series closeout win was Charles Barkley in 1994. I mean, that's Bob Pettit-esque. He's one of the best superstars in the world that not mainstream America still knows about.
And I was telling Brian this before the show. Oklahoma City should be a team you like because it's the small town. It's not New York or L.A. It's not Boston who wins everything. They should be this likable, lovable team, and they've lost star players over the years. You should kind of feel sorry for them, right? They had Durant. They couldn't keep him. But they're extremely unlikable. And then you have Paul George in the postgame saying, well, that was a bad shot, about the game-winning shot. And they have him and Westbrook together. Remember the other day? They were refusing to answer questions. And the optics, just those two together, they look like spoiled brats. They also look like sore losers. Oklahoma City, for being a small market pro town, has a really unlikable team.
Yeah. God bless Russell Westbrook, who's one of the greatest athletes to ever play basketball. But, boy, there, I wouldn't want to play with him. I really wouldn't want him.
As your teammate.
Yeah.
What was the stat? I think he had 31 shots.
Ooh.
Something along those, and like Paul George had less shots, more points, something along those lines where, and I've heard this said about some great players, he's a really great shooter, but he has terrible shot selection.
Westbrook had 31 shots, made 11 of them, had 29 points. Paul George, in fewer minutes, but two, had 20 shots, so 11 fewer shots, but had 7 more points, 36 to Russell Westbrook's 29.
So 11 less shots, and he scored 7 more points.
Blake Ahern was at the game last night scouting for the Spurs. He just texted in. I was at the game last night. Best in-game performance I've ever seen by Lillard.
Oh, you got a nice little business trip to Portland. Good for him.
Yeah, that's what he does, advanced scouting for the Spurs as soon as his season ended.
Now, does Keith Robinson listen to the podcast later? Because we were just saying yesterday, these NHL playoffs, I think I brought it up. It is nice to know that you can get the upset or two in the NHL, where rarely. What was the split on the Portland? Was that a 4-5?
I think that was a 4-5.
Seeding. But you don't get the 1-8 upset, the 2-7. I mean, if you think back, Don't you remember Denver with
Denver,
Dikembe?
Seattle was the famous like crying with Mutombo holding the ball. They beat Sean Kemp
because
George Karl.
Memphis beat San Antonio one year. Golden State knocked out Dallas.
But there's so few.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, didn't Ralph hit a shot to beat the Lakers too? That's when they had a best of three at one time.
It should be best of five first round in the NBA, because I do think that does manufacture more drama.
But our Dikembe reference is from 25 years ago. That just tells you in the NBA it's so rare that you get one of those where a one loses to an eight. But in hockey, it'll happen next year and nobody will blink an eye.
Thunder Blazers was a 3-6 matchup. I think the best way to settle this simply is for Keith to call in, hand the phone to Charles Barkley, and then we debate it with him.
Now, NHL people are saying, oh, talk all you want about Lillard, but last night San Jose scored 4 goals in 4 minutes and 1 second thanks to that 5-minute major. And let's listen to how this one sounded.
It's center ice by Erik Karlsson. In he comes. Turns to the head. Good going along.
How about that?
What a crazy, crazy finish. And if the stat was this, in that third period, Vegas is winning at the Shark Tank 3-0. And they said the Sharks had a 1.19 chance, according to those metrics, of winning the game. A 1.19% chance of coming back to win. And granted, the unlikeliest thing happens. When you get that 5-minute power play.
There is a tinge of controversy attached to it,
though. For sure.
Was that worthy of a major?
I'd like to see the percentage of what it was after the major. You know, before the goals started going, I'd like to see the percentage of a
how
it
changes.
For 5 minutes. Yeah, it's got to be 10%, right? Because you have the advantage for so long.
They had 4 power play goals on the 5-minute major, the cross-checking, which led, there was some blood, but Gerard Gallant said, the officials said, oh, yeah, they hit him in the head. He goes, they didn't even see it. Like, as they explained it to the coach, he goes, they were saying it wrong. And I think they reacted, too, because it's Pavelski, who's the captain of the Sharks. We'll have the hockey authority, Strick, here in the noon hour, but it appeared to be a really bad call at a really bad time.
And, in fact, it was compared, God, who had the sound bite? We're going to play a little bit of the sound, because it's the best post-game sound I've ever heard.
Marceschon or whatever, the guy who was just saying it's a blanket joke.
He compared it to the New Orleans Saints getting screwed when the Rams
got. Not sure it's that bad. But unfortunately, or fortunately, if you hate being the favorites, the outcomes last night pushed the Blues to the third best favorites in Vegas to win the Stanley Cup. Boston is the overall favorite at plus 450. San Jose is the second favorite at plus 500. I'm not sure if they could be pushed to fourth because the Blues are plus 550. Washington still has a game to play to try to get into the second round. They're plus 600, so I'm not sure.
Wasn't that your first thought when that was happening too? That, you know what, it'd be a little easier for the Blues to beat Las Vegas than to beat San Jose.
Yes.
And also be a better trip.
There you go. Honestly, that's my first thought had little to do with the competition on the ice.
Martin's thinking about the Bellagio.
I'm like, conference final, Vegas. Oh, baby, what are the odds? The Blues go to the Cup and we're winning a big game 6 on the road.
Here's a 120 steak and lobster dinner you're submitting to KSDK to get.
I would love a Blues Colorado, not only because I think the Blues would have the advantage, but you get to personally knock off a Kroenke team to get in the Stanley Cup Finals. I realize that's not a great television matchup, but I think you would obviously have the advantage as far as skill and to be able to knock Kroenke out.
Have you ever eaten at a Las Vegas buffet, though?
I mean, I've been to Vegas once. I had a really nice 5-star meal, but I haven't really experienced Vegas fully because I'm only there 4 days.
Really strong.
If I need a buffet recommendation in Vegas, Frank, you'd be the first.
It's Frank.
Any buffet recommendation anywhere, I think you'd be the first.
When the game ends, of course, Frank tweets out, this is an injustice unlike any I've ever seen in the history of hockey. Really wanted to go to Vegas.
It goes back to the question by Brooke when she was 10 years old. Dad, why do we have to go to buffets all the time? Enjoy it. All you can eat.
And the problem is?
Yeah. What's your point? Oh, I got to tell you. So you went on this diet, and I've been telling people about the famous Kilcoyne diet where you just got ill and you lost all these pounds.
Yes.
Have you kept it off, by the way? You look like you're slim.
I'm trying to keep it. I've been really militant about watching what I eat just so I don't regain what I lost when I was deathly ill. It's the greatest thing in the world, Dr. Rick. Just get really, really sick to your stomach where you can't move for a day or two.
Not a good idea, Martin. You get sick like that.
Boy, that's not bad, Brian. So I'm on a different type of diet that we're getting some work done in the kitchen. So the refrigerator has like been sealed shut, and there's you can't cook on the stove because we're actually doing something on the floors. So like normally, as I send you guys pictures sometimes of these unbelievable photos I send out to you of Monique with this huge meal at 11 o'clock. She can't cook now. So like for three straight days, and so I got on the scale today, it's like a little bit lighter. It's all because I'm not getting those.
Are we sure that they had to seal the fridge, or do we think this is Monique? Because I'm pretty sure Jess might have done this to Charlie at one point, where there was like a note that said, "This is my food, don't eat it. Here's your healthy lunch for tomorrow."
She's had to ask Charlie as he goes for seconds and thirds. Are you sure you need that?
Sure you want that?
I'll tell you what, though, Charlie was rocking that Western look yesterday. Did you see the Western shirt when he was interviewing all the figure skaters? He said,
"I kind of have a rodeo look." And then after the gymnastics press conference, he went to Blues. And then he sends me a text for TV. He said, should I do a stand-up and a little piece for 5 o'clock because I am wearing that shirt we talked about? And I said, if it's a shirt that looks that wacky, why would you wear it? He said, no, it's very hip. I'm just not sure if TV's ready for it.
Well, he was that insecure about that shirt is when we went into the Blues locker room, he put like a black, like members-only jacket on because he knew if he was going to wear that Western shirt, kind of like Travolta and Urban Cowboy, that he would have caught some heat. Mm.
See, Frank took the risk. He put on the turtleneck.
That's right. He went for it. Took the abuse.
Just own that rodeo shirt.
All right, we'll take a short timeout. We'll have 5 for Frank when we come back.